Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Thatch here. Welcome to Puckle Trivia Rewind, where we play old trivia segments from our show, Puckle Podcast. You can be sure to go over to the main feed, Puckle Podcast, where we listen to this podcast, and get more goodness. We talk more in depth about other Pokemon topics and whatnot, as well as have up-to-date trivia. But right now, you're hitting Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. And that's great, because now Stack Attack and Blacephalon are still there. Toucanic can still be an answer. And things are just going swimmingly. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this segment of Pokemon Trivia. To Puckle's Pokey Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, that means no internet, no cheating, no phoning a friend, just using what's in your heads to answer these questions. Whether it
sounds
be,
like a plan.
Yeah. I mean, you can only use what's in your head. You get nothing else. There are going to be five questions today. Each question is going to be worth 1 point apiece. However, one question will have a bonus point. And you do have one hint to use as a lifeline throughout the entire thing. However, if you get all the questions correct without using the hint, you can cash it in for another point for a possible total of 7. You guys are competing against all of your fellow co-hosts in a competition and a race to 30 points. First, the top gets a $20 credit to PokemonCenter.com because Basket made me specify that it was a $20 credit. And so that is where we're going to end it there. But we are going to kick things off with our first question about Black and White 2 coming to you from Sparky.
Oh, the one game I haven't finished.
All right. I think you can get this one. This one's not terrible.
I'm like 3/4 of the way through.
So the first time you versus the Elite Four, you face the Elite Four in Black 2 and White 2, what is Iris's highest level Pokemon?
It could be Haxorus.
That's
like her exclusive, kind of.
Or it could be Hydreigon.
Hydreigon?
Does she have Hydreigon?
I think so. That's more of Getsis's exclusive, I think.
Right.
Like, Druddigon is a possibility.
Haxorus just feels more like...
That's right. Mm-hmm. Did you say specific, or is this in both Black and White too?
Because I know it's in both. It's the same one in both games.
Okay, because I know like White 2 is kind of like the easier one due to certain reasons.
Again, I would know. I didn't play either one.
You know, I think our best bet is just Haxorus. It could be something else, but I don't really know. Maybe it's Dragonite. Because maybe. She has a Dragonite in the anime.
Boy. Mm. So Haxorus or Dragonite?
I'll just go with Haxorus.
Yeah, Haxorus just seems like the better option.
All right.
Haxorus is correct.
Yeah.
It's Haxorus at level 59. So there you go. That is you guys are 1-for-1 so far in your trivia about Black and White 2. However, we're going to do the next one, and the next question is going to be about Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
From Dr. Shamu.
Oh, God, no.
And he wants to know, what was Deoxys' gimmick in Mystery Dungeon Red and Blue?
oh my god, this isn't fair. Okay, is it like Deoxys' usual gimmick where it just like changes forms? Because that's what I'd guess it would be, like, if it was from anyone other than Dr. Shamu.
or it's just warping around. I don't really know either. Again, didn't play the Red Rescue Team
or something. Deoxys' gimmick. Well, in Mystery Dungeon, let's think about the dynamics of the game. In boss battles, sometimes bosses will like summon like other Pokemon.
Or something, yeah.
Deoxys doesn't really get along with any other Pokemon, though, so I don't see that being a thing.
Yeah.
Its gimmick is pretty much to switch forms, so I could see like stat boosts being a major part of that. It could have, like, what would be Deoxys' move? I guess, like, Psycho Boost, but Lugia had that boost. You know, I'm just going to say, like, something to do with form changing.
Is that your final answer?
You know what? I think we should use a hit on this one. Maybe? Do you think so?
I don't know.
I'll leave that up to your call.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure we're wrong, so might as well use the hint.
I don't know how to give you a hint here, because it's a very straightforward gimmick. That's your hint? No. It's very straightforward. It has to do with something that only Deoxys can do in the main games at that point.
Oh, now I feel silly.
So yeah, it is a form change.
Yeah, I'm going to say form changing.
That is correct. It is Deoxys changing forms. You had it correct. It would randomly change forms every time you change the floor. So, I mean, it would just do everything.
Okay.
All right. So, we are going to move on to another question about Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Okay.
From, of course, the wonderful Dr. Shamu.
Oh, no.
Of course.
And he wanted to know, what three Pokemon made up the second boss in Mystery Dungeon Red and Blue?
Like, hell, I know.
Wait a minute. What three Pokemon made up the second boss?
There were three Pokemon in that boss encounter that you fought.
Right. In Red and Blue. I don't really remember Red and Blue. Is this the one with the Mankey? Because I know you have to fight for, like, chestnuts or something in Red and Blue. Let's see, the first boss in Red and Blue, wasn't it like a Garmory? And then the second boss, maybe it was Manectric. Oh, God. It's been so long. I think the first boss is where you have to rescue Diglett, and it changes based on the game. So it's either like a Skarmory or a Manectric. It's a territorial Pokemon. The second boss, yeah. I think he had to get a chestnut from the forest. Because Mankey wanted the chestnut, but what was guarding the chestnut? Oh my god.
Wait, three Pokemon were guarding the chestnut. The chestnut. You are
Sifftree and two Nuzleaf.
I want to say, was it like a Primeape and two Mankey? That's my guess.
This is guess as good as mine.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Blue Rescue Team, who consists of Medicham, Gengar, and Ekans.
Ah, Team Meanies, or whatever they call themselves.
Yep. The answer.
Yep. Medicham, Gengar, and Ekans.
Yep, they fought to stop you from getting it.
Well, that's edgy.
That is edgy.
I remember that Gengar being super edgy, and then like at the end he had a, you know, come into, you know, Arceus moment.
All right, so our next question is our bonus point question. It is, I think, pretty easy. I usually would just give you 1 point per answer. However, I'm going to give you 1 point per two answers, or per three answers. I'm going to say per three answers because there's six of them. And if you can name all six, you'll get 2 points.
Okay,
so every three that you answer, you'll get it. So I want to know, what are the names of the Pikachu clones throughout the series of Pokemon?
Okay,
the Pikachu clones.
This is all on Kalashawat.
Here, you go for it, Viger.
Pichu wouldn't really count because it's a pre-evolution, and it's basically a Pikachu, and it's just basically half a Pikachu. Marill was Pika Blue, and it's a, its own Pokemon and everything. So Pichu's more or less the quote-unquote Pikachu clone of Gen 2, but that doesn't really count. So Plusle and Minun, Pachirisu, Emolga, Dedenne, and Togedemaru.
Yep.
That is correct. That is 2 points for you guys. You guys are at 4 points so far. And so, of course, that means our next question is going to be a base stat question. However, gotcha. Because I've exhausted most of the base stats, and I didn't feel like looking one up today, I've got another one for you guys. That has to do with base stat questions. And I want to know which Pokemon has the highest base stat boost upon evolution.
Oh.
Base stat boost.
Okay, so it's probably one of the ones that are normally really low. Yeah. So like Magikarp to Gyarados.
Wimpod to Galisopod.
Yeah, yeah. Or Sunkern to
Sunflora. But that's a pathetic Pokemon in and itself, so any boost is a big boost for it.
Yeah, that's true. I'd probably guess it's Magikarp.
I feel like it, but maybe there's something that's come out sooner. Or after Magikarp.
Yeah. Larvesta, maybe? No, yeah, Larvesta's pretty good already. It has a pretty high attack stat.
Yeah, boy.
I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah, yeah. Hold your horses.
I'm going to just go with Magikarp because it's the most obvious, although it could very well be something else.
Yeah.
Magikarp is correct.
Yeah!
That gives you guys 5 points today, so that does change up the board because everybody's actually super close right now.
Sweet. Except for me.
Oh, everybody's still super close.
What is it? What is the
I'm getting there. I'm clicking sort right now. So in first place, tied, we have Gator and Basket with 12 points. In third place, we have Whimsicott with 11. Tied for fourth place now, we have Dr. Shamu and Scrawn with 6 points. We have Sublime and Vigor tied for sixth place with 5 points. Maximus in 8th with 4, Sigma in 9th place with 3, Jushiro in 10th place with 2, and Snag bringing up the rear with 1, and Bosefus has yet to get on the board, but I think he'll remedy that next week. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. That means no laptops, no computers. Basket and Sublime will be operating as a two-man team to answer these questions. They have, they can answer them together. They're competing against all of the other co-hosts in a race to 30 points to see who can get there first by answering these questions. There are going to be 5 questions today. One of them will include a bonus point, and they also have a hint that they can use as a lifeline to help them out with one of these questions. However, if they get all of the questions correct without using their hint, they can cash it in for an extra point for a maximum possible total of 7. They are playing when they cross 30 points for $20 of PokemonCenter.com credit. So
yeah,
they don't even have gift cards. I can't even buy you guys a gift card. I just tell you, like, hey, here's $20 to spend on PokemonCenter.com. And that's pretty much what I do. It's like taking your child to Toys R Us and being like, here's a $20 bill, buy whatever you want. And,
and they can't buy anything
because the Toys R Us is closed.
I'm gonna save up all my credit and then spring it on you and be like, by the way, Puckle owes me a Switch.
You need to win trivia 15 times.
Yeah, well, it's happening.
All right, and so that is where we are with that. And so if you guys are ready, I have questions and I hope you have answers.
Me too.
So question number one, this is an interesting tidbit that I found today. Pokemon eggs hold a resemblance and are actually inspired by another titular Nintendo character that had a game that was also worked on by Game Freak. What is this character?
Yoshi.
Yoshi? That sounds like Yoshi.
That is correct. It is Yoshi. The original Nintendo Yoshi game was actually worked on by Game Freak. And they actually were the ones that came up with the artwork for the egg, for the Yoshi's egg, which I did not know until today. I found that really interesting. So the answer is, in fact, Yoshi. Yeah, I didn't know. I've seen the resemblance before, but I always like assumed it was coincidence. But today I'm just like, nope, they did that on purpose. So there we go. All right. So that's 1 point for you guys. Question number two. What is the only ride Pokemon that you can call via the ride pager in Alola that you can't capture during normal play?
Ah.
Oh, that's, oh boy.
Well, let's go over all the ride Pokemon. There's Stoutland, which it cannot be because you can't get
normal play in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, or Sun and Moon, I should say.
Yeah. So. Well, here's the thing. Are you counting the QR reader?
I am not counting the QR reader.
Oh, well, there you go. Charizard. I was thinking it couldn't be Charizard because you could get a Charmander through the QR reader.
That is true. But that is the answer is, of course, Charizard. That is correct. That is 2 points.
But, like, you can technically... Yeah, okay. There you go.
You can
there
technically
you
get one through the island exactly. Scan. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. And... So that's 2 points for you guys. Question number three. This one's going to be a blast of the past and make you dig way back into your memories.
Oh, no.
This is from Claude9, by the way. He had a bunch of these, and Bo was originally slated to be on this episode, and I was going to use all of them because I think Bo would get a kick out of these questions. So in Generation 2, they released Kraft macaroni and cheese boxes featuring Pokemon. How many different boxes were there?
Oh no! Oh,
and I'll
no.
give you a plus or minus one on this.
Okay, so this is my guess, Sublime. I'm guessing that it's probably has at least the three starters.
I think because it can be plus or minus how many, Thatch?
One.
Okay, given the plus or minus one situation, I can't imagine it would be only three. I would think it has to be a minimum of four or five.
Right. But
because if this was in the 90s, the anime was popping, which means Jigglypuff was in everything.
I mean, it could have been, but I would lean to like maybe the cover legendaries. And
I don't think they would do those as mac and cheese.
No.
I don't know.
Let's say. Let's
I go with like six. Yeah, yeah, I feel like six is safe. Yeah,
because I'm wondering maybe they did the let's say six.
Let's say with six. Yeah, we don't know. It's a strange thing to figure out.
So six is your answer. That is correct. It's actually six, right on the nose. I've tried to find the boxes, but I can't off the top of my head. But from 2000, because they've done mac and cheese several times with Kraft. There is also like a Gen 4 set of boxes as well. So that is true. There are exactly six, a full team, if you will. So that's 3 points. You guys are 3 for 3 right now. Our fourth question is,
I
don't know. I just told you. I tried to
you
look it up and I couldn't find it.
And not be able to give me the real
answer. We'll look it up after. We'll look it up.
We'll look it up after. All right. And so this next question has the bonus point with it. So this one's from Linian, and he wants to know, what types have the most representation in Pokken tournament if you include the DLC?
I
would guess Ghost, Sublime.
You get two. There's actually two of them that are tied.
It's tied. All right, let's count off. I do not want to miss this.
One for each.
I want to just to be sure. We're talking about the fighters, not assists or anything
Not assists, the roster itself. Yep.
Okay, there are a lot of fighting types to begin with, right? You have Machamp and Blaziken and Lucario. And is that it? I could have sworn there were more.
I would say ghost and fighting.
Okay, how many ghosts can we name? There's Chandelure.
There's Chandelure.
Gengar. They added Aegislash. Mm-hmm.
How many grass are there? There's Sceptile.
There is Sceptile and something else. Maybe.
I'm trying to think of the roster. I don't play the game, so I'm not very...
I play the game, but I haven't played it in a minute. And I haven't played it thinking, I have made note of the fact that every type is represented.
Oh, fighting and fire. Maybe.
Right? Okay, so fire, you have Charizard. And
yeah, Charizard, you have...
Blaziken.
And Lampent.
And Chandelure. So it's at least four. That's a lot. I think fire is one of them, based on that. That's a good point. Which means whatever else is tied with it would have to have at least four. We could only think of three ghosts and three fighting types.
Well, okay, so the fighting types, there's Machamp.
Yeah.
And then there's Combus, or not Combusken.
Blaziken.
Blaziken, yeah.
Lucario.
Is Gallade in there?
No, which is kind of a travesty because Gardevoir is.
Yeah. Wait.
What about Mega Mewtwo? Mewtwo Mega evolves in that game into a fighting type.
Hmm.
How is that ruled?
I'll take it if you want to go with it.
And then also, you know what? I just realized, oh no, Croagunk is mono poison, isn't it? It evolves into a poison fighting. I was going to be like, oh, that makes it more.
Does it?
But I think Croagunk might just be pure poison until it evolves.
It's not.
It's not? Okay, then it's fighting and fire. I think we got it.
Yeah.
That is correct. Linnean actually got everything wrong. So there's actually three. It's a three-way tie.
Because
Ghost is also got four. Because you forgot Decidueye.
Oh, yeah. Decidueye. I was thinking about him in the beginning, and then that's why I thought of grass, like, in the very beginning, and then I couldn't remember why I was thinking of grass, and then I was like, oh, yeah, Sceptile. But, yeah, that was over the edge. Okay, anyways.
So that is going to be... That's 5 points for you guys. You guys are 5 for 4 right now.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good. And you haven't used the hint. You could go for 7 today.
And look at what the last question.
The last question is always a base stat question. And so I want to know, what electric type Pokemon has the highest base special defense?
Oh,
you're going to change it up. You're going with the special defense. Not the special attack. You go with the special defense.
I chose this one for a very specific reason, and we'll see if you guys get it.
My best guess is Electivire.
Is definitely special attack and definitely nothing else. That thing is like one stat only.
Okay.
I would put that. I would not consider that for special defense. That thing's not very bulky, actually. Yeah.
Well, I can't think of any electric Pokemon. Zapdos?
No, it's definitely not Zapdos because of the way their stats are spread out. It has its highest stat in special attack with 125, and I think it has a speed of 100 as well, which means the remaining stats cannot be particularly impressive.
Well, that's kind of the thing. I don't know.
What are the megas? What are the megas? It's very frequently a mega evolution. Mega Manectric is really. I mean, it's not frail, but it's not super bulky either. It mega evolves from a really frail Pokemon, so I don't think it would be Manectric. It relies more on the Intimidate factor. And...
Well, Intimidate wouldn't help with special defense.
No, but just like in terms of bulk. What electric mega did they add in Auras? Because they added one of each type for both X and Y and then Auras.
Wasn't it Electivire in, or not Electivire, wasn't Mega Manectric in Aurus? That's the one that they brought up.
I thought that was XY, but you know what? They might have had two. You know what?
Mega Ampharos.
Mega Ampharos.
Yeah.
I think that was XY as well, but I think that's a good choice because it's already bulky. And actually, it loses speed when it Mega Evolves, which means they have more points to put in everything else. So I think that's a good choice.
Mega Ampharos.
Yeah. Mega Ampharos.
Mega Ampharos is correct.
Yes, 7 points.
Hey, that's my first perfect run.
That's a perfect run for you guys today. So that actually does change up the standings. We have a few things. I lost my drive. Okay, there we go. So the trivia score today does change things up. And so let me go ahead and
let's look up the macaroni.
That's pretty big for you, by the way. Sublime. That's a big one for you. Oh,
I mean,
updating still.
Yeah, but also I'm not bothered.
It was big for Basket. Oh man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh man, Basket's been paying attention. All right, so we are gonna go ahead and we are gonna go ahead and. Man, Basket, you should be pretty happy about this one.
The mac and cheese, you guys.
Wait, one sec. Let me do the standings.
Then we'll do the mac and cheese.
In first place with 19 points, we have Basket.
Whoa!
Yay! Yeah.
It tied for second place with 12 points, we have Gator and Sublime. In fourth place, we have Whimsicott. Tied for fifth place with 6 points, we have Dr. Shamu and Scrawn. In seventh place with 5 points, we have Viger. In eighth place with 4 points, we have Maximus. In ninth place with 3 points, we have R Sigma. In 10th place with 2 points, we have Jushiro. And in 11th place with 1 point, we have Snag. So there you guys go. There's your standings. You're doing pretty well, though, there, Basket. You're almost there.
Get it.
Keep getting it.
Only 15 more.
Okay, let's talk about this mac and cheese, though, for a minute. It's not what you necessarily expect, either. Bulbasaur is not included. It is Pikachu.
Well, it's Gen 2. It's Gen 2, right?
I saw the one that is clearly for Diamond and Pearl, and then there's another one. I don't know that it's specifically Gen 2, but it includes Pikachu, Squirtle, Jigglypuff, Meowth, Charmander, and Poliwhirl.
I'm unsurprised by all.
I am unsurprised by that entirely as well, because Poliwhirl got a lot of merch back in the day.
The
McDonald's gold plates as well.
Yeah, Poliwhirl was something they pushed for. I think it was somebody's favorite Pokemon.
Misty had a Poliwhirl as well.
Not until Gen 2 in the anime.
Aren't we talking Gen 2 though? So
it was because of the comic, right? That's why they have Poliwhirl up.
Oh, Red has one as well.
That happened for different reasons, though. This all stemmed from way back in the day. There was, I think it was Ken Sugimori or Satoshi Tajiri. One of them really loved Poliwhirl. It was like their favorite Pokemon.
I was a Poliwhirl for Halloween one year as a child. Fun fact.
I think I've seen that picture. I think you've shared it.
It's a good picture. It's a good picture.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. That means no computers, guys. You got to use just what's in your noggins. And of course, these guys are playing together as a team. They're going to be trying to answer 5 Pokemon trivia questions. One of these questions will have a bonus point attached to it. They will also have a hint they can use as a lifeline for one of the questions if they need help on it. However, if they get all the questions correct without using the hint, they get an extra point for a possible total of 7. They are competing against the rest of the co-hosts to see who can get to 30 points first. When they get to 30 points, they get a $20 credit to PokemonCenter.com. They can buy a plush, put it towards that coveted Nintendo Switch they haven't purchased yet, because they're going to skip Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. And I'm literally just talking about Basket. However... We are going to go ahead and get started if you guys are ready.
Yes.
I was born
Let's
ready.
Let's go, Bozifist. Let's go.
Do this.
All right, then. Our first question comes from Taco Wolf. And he wants to know, in Generation 1, Jolteon has a base speed of 130. However, if you read its Moon Pokedex entry... It says, this is the wrong one. If you read its Pokedex entry in Generation 1, it says it's the fastest Pokemon that exists. However, this is false. What Pokemon is faster than Jolteon?
Electrode.
That is correct. Electrode has a base speed of 140, completely destroys Jolteon, but that is correct. Our first that is one
only
point for you guys today.
Only its stat it has.
Oh, get ready. This isn't the end. We're testing you. We're running you through your Jolteon paces today.
It's a warm up. Oh, okay. I'm Randy.
I'm in for this.
All right. So what is the strongest electric type move that Jolteon learns via level up?
Thunder.
Yeah, thunder.
That is also correct. That is 2 points for you guys today. This is nice and short. But
its name, Thunders.
Thunders. All right. So I've got something else about its name, though, if you guys are ready for it. All right. Okay. So Jolteon is known as the lightning Pokemon. However, he's not the only one. Who's the other Pokemon also known as the lightning Pokemon?
It's so easy. It's Zapdos.
It is.
Is that true? I don't believe that. That's not the answer that Claude gave me. We're going to double check. We're double checking.
I'm pretty sure it's Zapdos.
We're going live here, guys. We're going to go live. So that is false. That is incorrect.
Oh,
it is not Zapdos.
I'm sorry.
Zapdos is known as the electric Pokemon, not as the lightning Pokemon.
The lightning Pokemon, is it Raikou?
No, it is Electrike.
Electrike.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, what a little nerd. Get out of here. Get out of here, Claude.
You, Claude.
Get out of here.
So we all know that growing up as kids, our favorite way to experience our Pokemon was to see them in different Pokemon movies and in the TV show. And so this question comes from Dr. Shamu, and he wants to know...
Dr. Shampoo.
He wants to know, what three movies did Jolteon show up in? This is a bonus point question, so all you need is two, one for each point. If you do three, you get bragging rights. Actually, I might forgive your lightning Pokemon, Snafu, if you get all three.
All right, Dr. Shamu... I'm going to give you my address here in a minute. I need you to come here and we're going to fight in real life. This question is freaking bull, man. I don't watch Pokemon movies.
There are three Pokemon movies in which Jolteon appears.
I don't think I've seen one since. Well, no, I saw the one in theaters last year. I haven't seen one since Lucario, I don't think.
Are we counting the mini episodes, the Pikachu movies?
No, we're counting just the movies.
Okay, so Jolteon is, if my memory serves me right, Jolteon is not in Mewtwo Strikes Back.
No, but I think it's in The Power of One. I think it's in Pokemon 2000, at least once, because they call on so many Pokemon to, like, run in, you know?
And they're themed, like the electrics and the ice water.
Yeah, I would say Jolteon's probably in that. I don't think it's in the third movie. I don't think it's in the fourth movie. I don't think it's in Heroes.
I think it's in the Lucario movie. For whatever reason, I kind of barely remember Jolteon being in that movie. Do you?
I saw the Lucario movie once on Cartoon Network when it came out. So, like, don't quote me on that movie at all.
Wow, this is harder than I thought. Yeah,
you do have the hint.
We already missed the one question, so we're not going to get the full points. Do you want to just use the hint?
Yeah, let's do the use the hint.
All right, let's use the hint.
Okay, so there are three movies, as we previously said. The first appearance in any movie wasn't until Generation 3.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so we're gonna. You know that one of them is in one of those Gen 3 movies. The next appearance was in Generation 4, and then one more wasn't until Generation 6. So I've just narrowed down your movie choices for you. Just give...
Okay, let's say Diancie for 6, just as a guess, because I have no idea. And Diancie was probably a movie, right?
Yes, it was.
Diancie and the Jewel of Life, that sounds right.
It could be a Hoopa movie. It could be the Hoopa movie, though.
Oh, the Hoopa one. Yeah, they did...
I didn't watch that one.
I saw the first part of the Hoopa movie.
I haven't seen that movie.
And then the voice acting was so bad that I was like, I'm not sitting through this.
It was horrible.
I'm sorry, Pokemon. You're not worth it.
It was horrible.
It was bad.
So for Gen 3, I would guess it wasn't
you think Jirachi movie?
Or it could be the
Deoxys movie, because they're in that city.
Oh, I think I'm pretty sure it is Jolteon in that Deoxys movie, actually.
Okay.
Barely remember him and barely getting excited.
Destiny Deoxys. What do we say? Hoopa and the Hoops
Rings
of
Destiny or something.
The Hoops of Mystery.
I'll accept that if you say that. I'll accept that as the movie name. I'm not verifying it's correct, though.
One is in Gen 4.
Yes, one more is in Gen 4.
Okay, what movies? There was what about Arceus? There was Arceus. There was Darkrai. There was
I don't know.
Regigigas. Which one was that? Was that was Shaymin?
Yeah.
That was Shaymin.
Yes, man. I really have not seen many of these movies.
I watch these movies on Cartoon Network. I haven't had cable in like almost 10 years, so that's what this says.
Do you want to nail it down there?
I think Arceus, maybe, just because that I feel like it's encompassing.
I remember the Dark Ride movie, but I don't remember seeing a Jolty on there.
I don't remember the Dark Ride movie at all.
Best ones. If there's a couple of ones that you should remember, Dark Ride is probably one that merits the space in your brain.
That's when I was like super hype on Pokemon too. Like,
yeah,
I've bought everything that I could take in. Man, yeah, okay. Whatever one you want to say for Gen 4.
Let's go for the Arceus, because I don't remember it being in Darkrai. Could be wrong, but I don't remember it.
So your answers are
Arceus and the Plates of Destiny, Hoopa and the
Hoops of Mystery.
And what do we say? Destiny Deoxys. Final answer. Deoxys.
One of those is correct, so you did get one point. Destiny Deoxys is correct. Wild Jolteon appears on that.
Yeah.
In Gen 4, it appeared in Giratina and the Sky Warrior, which is the Shaman movie. It was some trainer's Pokemon that was just hanging out with like other Jolteon. It's fine. And then in Generation 6, it was Volcanion and the Mechanical Marvel.
I forgot that movie even existed.
And
I forgot Volcanion even existed.
And
mythicals, man. What are they?
What about Meltan, though? But we'll get into that later.
They definitely don't have the meaning that they used to have.
And so that is one. You guys have 3 points for today. So we're going to go into our base stat question, which is going to be slightly different today because Jolteon wins nothing. And so, but we still need to make it this about Jolteon.
And Bo's heart every time.
All right. So Jolteon's highest base stat, as we all talked about earlier, is its speed. However, its second highest base stat is special attack. Which other evolution shares the same base special attack stat?
I think it's Espeon.
Espeon
gets the big special attack.
Yeah. He gets the special attack. I think it's Vaporeon. I think it's the highest stat is the HP, and then the second highest stat is special attack with 210. It's the base. I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Man, you're saying numbers. I believe you.
Let's go through the other ones. It's definitely not Umbreon. It's definitely not Flareon. Flareon, its secondary good stat landed in its special defense.
Yeah, right.
And its physical attack is its main big one. Glaceon.
Not Leafeon. I don't think it's Glaceon.
Glaceon does have a high special attack. I just don't know if it's its highest. And I'm sure it might be, because what else would Glaceon have going for it?
Well, I thought it might have attack, because aren't...
Oh, so I was mistaken. There are two.
There are two, and it's Glaceon, probably.
Yeah, it's Glaceon.
I will give you guys an extra point if you get the second one.
Okay. Fair enough. Sylveon is pretty defensive. I think its highest stats are both in its specials and its defenses. I'm not sure, though.
I would think so, but I would also count Sylveon as being like Jolteon-esque highness and special attack.
Yeah. Would you think it's Sylveon and Vaporeon?
I'd go with Sylveon and Vaporeon.
Okay, it's the wild card here. It's both Leafeon and Glaceon, which I don't really remember. And I might be mistaken.
Yeah,
with
I don't think it's Leafeon. Glaceon's what's up in the air with me for Vaporeon. Yeah.
Glaceon, I just feel that special attack will be its major big one.
I needed the answer.
I want to go back to Vaporeon for whatever reason.
Let's do it. Vaporeon and Sylveon. Final answer.
That is correct on both accounts. You guys saved yourselves a point. Nice. Because I'm being a gracious god today. And so I decided that you guys can get that extra bonus point there. The answer is Vaporeon and also Sylveon, both with base special attacks of 110. So good for you guys. It's 110, nice. Yes, yeah. And so that is fantastic for you guys. You guys are cruising right along. We're gonna give you guys 5 points today. Doing pretty solid. Ba-da-da-ding. You guys got 5 points. So there's 5 for you, Bobo, and here's an additional 5 for you, Jushiro. And so let me go ahead and rank the points so we can change that leaderboard, because you guys shook it up today. And so right now in first place, so you still have Basket on top with 19 points, followed closely by Sublime with 13 in second place. In third place, we have Gator with 12. In fourth place, we have Whimsicott with 11. In fifth place, we have Jushiro with 8. Tied for sixth, we have Shamu and Scrawn with 6 points. Tied in eighth place, we have Viger and Bo with 5 points. Then we've got Maximus in 10th with 4, Sigma in 11th with 3, and Snag bringing up the rear with 1. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Shamu and Whimsicott are operating as a team today to get points to... They're going to get points such that they can compete against the other co-hosts. It is a race to 30 points. Whoever gets there gets a $20 credit to PokemonCenter.com because Basket is particular. There will be 5 questions, each worth 1 point apiece. One of the questions will include a bonus point for them to grab it, 6 points. And then if they will have one hint they can use as a lifeline throughout the questioning. Then if they get all the questions correct without using it, they can cash it in for a 7th point. For a possible total of 7. So if you guys are ready today, I've got a lot of user-submitted questions, if you are so inclined.
I guess we will have to be.
So this question comes from Sparky, and we were actually just talking about this offline in the mod chat a few weeks ago. So I think you guys should be able to get this one. So he's going to be asking you about 3 moves in particular, and if you list all 3 moves, you get the point. So... how many flying type moves does Whimsicott learn by level up in Gen 7? Well, just give me the number. That's fine.
Gust, Hurricane are by level up. Then it gets Defog by Tutor. And it gets Tailwind as an egg move. I don't think Tailwind... is Tailwind by level up?
I don't know offhand.
I don't think it's by level up.
It's 3 moves by level up,
he
said?
Yeah, it says he says level up. Let me double check to make sure he wasn't mistaken. No, it is by level up. Look at that.
It gets 4 total or 5 if you count Hidden Power Flying.
Yes, yes, yes. So those are one of those moves you think is not a level up move is a level up move.
So it learns Defog then, though?
Defog is not by level up. Tailwind might be by level up. So it would be 3.
I can see that. I feel like it does for some reason, but I'm not...
It does, too. Yeah, I think it's answer? Gust, Hurricane, and Tailwind. Yeah.
Agreed.
That is correct. It is Gust, Hurricane, and Tailwind. He does also get... Defog through Move Tutor, but yes, those are the flying type moves that Whimsicott gets. That's for all the meme. That is 1 point for you guys today. We're going to move on to question number 2 from none other than Shira. So Shira wants to know, when I can find the DM, what Pokemon can devolve according to its gold Pokedex entry?
A Slowbro. If the Shellder lets go, right?
Yep. That sounds about right. The only thing I could think of that would make sense for that.
Yeah.
That is correct. Slowpoke can devolve according to its gold Pokedex entry because Shellder can just let go and then the Slowbro becomes a Slowpoke. That's weird. It's something.
yeah.
It's a thing. All right. So next question. This one comes from Lydian, and I actually really like this one. And this one's for you guys. So I want to know... because Halloween's coming up this week, what is the first ghost-type Pokemon to come in the national decks?
Ghastly.
And from top to, like, just numerically?
Yeah, it's numerically. Just Ghastly. Because there's only 3 ghost-type Pokemon in Generation 1, and they're family, so it has to be Ghastly.
In national decks order.
In national decks order.
Or a Pokemon that is part ghost-type.
It can be part ghost type.
Partial.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll say ghastly. I just want to make. I'm just trying to. Wait. No. Marowak.
Marowak. Does Marowak come before ghastly?
Because technically, Marowak and Alola Marowak are the same Pokedex number.
I know they are, but I thought Cubone and Marowak are after ghastly.
Is it?
Look, the thing is, if they're asking the question, it means it's not ghastly because it's too obvious. So exactly. You're right. It has to be Marowak.
That's what I'm thinking too. I'm like, they wouldn't do... Ghastly, I think, is like 100. It's close to 100.
100 is Voltorb.
Well, the thing is 100, but it's close to that number. Exactly. I know it's not like 50 or anything like that. It's higher up.
Yeah, and I think Marowak might be like 80-something. So I think you're right.
Yeah. Is that...
Let's go with a little Marowak.
Then we'll get stumped and then we'll just hate ourselves for this. But yeah,
I mean, no. at least we thought about it. Yeah. You thought about it.
So I'm going to give you the point on Marowak, because that is a real out-of-the-box solution, and also what Linian gave me as the solution. I should have double-checked him, because it is ghastly. The answer is, in fact, ghastly, because National Dex number 92 is ghastly. But National Dex number 105 is Marowak.
Ah.
So they're pretty close. I'm going to give you the point, though, because that's why he asked the question. That was the intent, to get you to say Alolan Marowak. So good enough for me.
Because I recently replayed that name every Gen 1 Pokemon in under 12 minutes game.
Yeah.
And I was pretty sure that Ghastly is not that far into the Pokedex.
No, it's only 92.
It's still close to 100, though.
It's close to 100.
Yeah, yep. You're right.
All right. So next question is your two-parter. You guys are 3-for-3 right now because Thatch is a kind god. And so this is your bonus point question. This one also comes from Linian. And we're talking about dex numbers again because something Thatch and Linian came up with questions really close to the start of the show. And So we want to know which two types have the highest dex numbers for their first monotype Pokemon. So every type has a monotype Pokemon now.
Yes. One is flying.
Some of them happened very late in the game. Which two happened late in the game?
One is flying, because there's only one and it's in Gen 5 at the end, because it's a legendary. And the other is probably... Okay, so it's probably between Dark and...
happened in Gen 4, so I don't think it'd be Dark.
Umbreon.
Well... happened Umbreon late in the game. That was part of the question. So it's not something that's...
No, how late. I just want the types. The questions are the types.
Exactly. No, but when you said the question, you said these that happened late in the game.
Well, no. I just meant it's like that was just me using a euphemism. And so okay.
Dark. Yeah. It's not Dark because Alola Meowth is single Dark type.
But it's also the one that happened first, correct? So
exactly. It's actually Steel, because the first... No. Does this take into account the type change in... because Mawile was the first Mono Steel type, right?
And then it turned to Steel Fairy, correct?
Yeah. Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
So the first Mono Steel type is now Registeel.
It doesn't matter.
Because Steel Registeel.
Because if you're going with that, then we don't have Dev work.
Oh,
Fairy wouldn't work, because then you have Clefairy.
I need answers.
You made this too complex. Stop.
It's flying and
flying with Tornadus is fun.
Flying and Steel sounds good.
That is correct on both accounts. that because flying in Tornadus and Registeel. That's why I said it didn't matter, because it's either Mawile or Registeel, depending on how you want to look at it. And they're both correct.
It's actually not, because if you count Mawile, then actually Dragon comes like...
No, Dratini's a pure dragon type. You're wrong.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, Dratini. Yep. You're right. So
it doesn't matter.
It's flying and Steel.
Yep, that's it's an flying and Steel.
Question. I don't like that one.
Well, you got it right anyway. You're 5-for-4 right now.
You got it right, but it's still an irritating question.
I liked it.
Question number 5.
I like this kind of question.
As always, is a base deck question. And I want to know, what psychic type Pokemon has the highest base HP of all psychic type Pokemon?
It's Solgaleo. Okay. You've asked this like 3 times.
That actually sounds right, yeah.
Highest base HP of all psychic types?
Yeah, it used to be Wobbuffet, and it's now Solgaleo.
I don't believe that.
Solgaleo's got like 137. It's got like a massive HP stat.
I'm gonna double check myself now, but I'm gonna say you're wrong.
Okay, if I'm wrong, then Shumu gets to answer. We didn't lock it in yet.
I'm gonna give you a free hint right now and say it is not Solgaleo.
Fine, then I guess it has to be Wobbuffet. What do you think, Shumu?
I'm just trying to think of some other stuff just in case. I'm trying to. I do agree it's probably Wobbuffet. It's just I'm trying to, like, what's Wobbuffet's base HP again? It's like 120?
No, it's a bit more, I think.
A bit more?
Because Solgaleo is higher than that.
Yeah, it's probably Wobbuffet. I can't think of anything else that's like that has high HP other than like that and Solgaleo.
Let's see.
Necrozma doesn't.
No.
Necrozma got good defense and stuff, but not like that.
Slowking and Slowbro don't have that much HP.
No, they've got like 80 or 90 or like 100. No, they got 100, I believe, but not at that point. I don't think anything else that's new got it either. So. I won't say Wobbuffet.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to use the hint or do you want to just go for it?
I don't want to go for it.
Roll
point.
The dice.
Yeah, let's go for it. We're going to say Wobbuffet.
That is correct. The answer is Wobbuffet with a base of 190 HP. Solgaleo's got 137. You are completely wrong. I have asked about Solgaleo in the past, and the answer is usually for, like, highest attack or something.
Steel type. No, it's at the highest HP of steel types. That's what got me confused.
Yep, it is usually steel type, and that is Solgaleo, but it is not psychic. It is Wobbuffet. So that gives you guys 7 points today. You rolled the dice, and you won. So let me go ahead and update those point totals for you. These guys are competing, like I said, for $20 of PokemonCenter.com credit. Up against their co-host friends, and I did not have the sheet readily accessible, but they got a +7, so good for them. good. Oh,
I
there
mean,
we
you
go.
Were
I
very, very lenient.
Only on the one, because the question was, like, intentionally misleading to an extent. So I guess. I will say that. And, oh, wow, this actually changes up a lot. Changes up the board pretty significantly because, I mean, 7 points is a lot of points for a week. So we're going to go ahead. Data, we're going to sort. And so in first place, we have Basket with 19 points, my favorite thing to carry. And then you've also got Whimsicott in second place with 18 points. Tied for third right now, we have Sublime and Dr. Shamu with 13 points apiece. In fifth place, we have Gator with 12. In sixth place, we have Jushiro with 8. In 7th place, we have Scrawn with 6. In 8th, we have Viger and Bosefus with 5. 10th, we have Maximus with 4. In 11th, we have Sigma with 3. And when bringing up the rear, we have Snag with 2. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or, more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/PucklePodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.